Welcome to Mosaic Wealth Partners in 8 minutes or less. I'm Eric Jaffe and I'm here with Chris Williams. Today we want to kick off 2023 with a discussion about what Chris and I see coming in the market this year. Obviously, we're coming off of a very volatile year in 2022. We had to deal with rising and persistent inflation, the Fed's response to that, which was to aggressively raise interest rates, and that move and the uncertainty caused by that move as to whether it would push the U.S. economy and possibly the global economy into a series of recessions led to extreme volatility in the stock market. The rising interest rates also led to a lot of volatility in the bond market, which left very few safe havens for investors. Chris, what I want to talk about today is not as much what happened last year, but what do we see coming this year? What are your thoughts on what we're seeing with how inflation is going, given what the Fed has done, and where do we see it going throughout the year?
Yeah, well, we're still talking about the Fed in 2023, mainly because Powell has forecasted what he's going to do. I mean, he has been very transparent, as we've said previously. You know, he's taken the Fed funds rate up to the 4.25, 4.5. It's targeted to go to the 5.25, 5.5, with, you know, all the governors sort of somewhere over 5. And we don't talk about the governors. We don't need to get into the details, but the other members of the Fed board, not just Powell, have unanimously, I believe, said, we don't see cuts in sight. So while they disagree on where it's going to go, everybody is agreeing it's not coming down. So we have some more rate hikes in front of us. The question will be, do they do what they say they do? Does any new information come in, you know, inflationary? And, you know, we've talked CPI, PPI, whether it's what we're paying or what producers are paying and then passing on to us, the crosshairs are still squarely on inflation. However, earnings season is right amongst us. And we're seeing a very mixed result right now as well from companies. What is more concerning is not the numbers they are reporting so far, and we still have some big names to come, but it is what they are saying, their guidance for the future, that I think the eyes will turn to as the Fed stays the course. If they don't do anything differently, then these earnings numbers are going to become more and more important, and it's going to be company by company specific.
You know, I think that's a really good point. Microsoft is possibly the most recent example where they reported positive earnings numbers, but their guidance was not great for the upcoming year, and that did cause a little bit of a ripple into the markets as a result. You know, we're seeing some tempering of inflation. I mean, the numbers are not dropping substantially, but it does seem to be getting somewhat under control. Is your sense that the Fed will continue with the rate hikes for at least 3 to 6 months or so?
That's a good question. I mean, the targets generally are, everybody sort of punts to, well, mid-year June or end of year. So right now, since we're at the beginning of the year, most of the conversation is saying, well, what's going to happen and how long is it going to happen for, which is essentially into the June, you know, meeting this summer. And there will be several meetings before that. But the idea would be that we would be done sort of raising at that time. And as Powell says, then we would just check the data. But as you rightly point out, you know, the data is skewing right now in one direction. We still have a China reopening that can totally skew things in one way or the other. It might start and stop and have all that sort of, we think we're going one way and we're actually going the other. But if we just look at time-wise, yeah, next 5-6 months, that's when we're targeted to get into the 5.5 range.
You know, I think China, bringing up China is a really relevant point. If the Chinese economy opens and starts being productive to an extent it hasn't for a while, that really could cause pricing to go up or have another surge. So while inflation may have been tempered most recently, it's very possible that could reverse, and that may affect the Fed's decision making.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a wild card. So we could talk for far too long about, well, it could go this way and it could go that way. If you want to say what's the biggest wild card this year, it would be China and or what the dollar does in terms of the strength and weakness versus the other international currencies.
So, Chris, I want to ask you a somewhat different question now. One of the things we saw in 2022, and we did spend some time on the podcast talking about this, was a small number of sectors within the broader market had a fairly significant effect on the overall performance of particular indices. So, for example, we talked about how when tech was booming leading up to 2022, it really carried the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 with it. And then in 2022, we saw the reverse, that the mega cap stocks that make up the tech sector really carried the broader market down with it. Do you think we're going to see a similar type of effect in 2023, where a small number of sectors really lead the market in one direction or another?
TBD. But I think to use last year as a quick example, you know, energy was where you made your money if you invested heavily in one sector, right, of subsectors, and it did really, really well. There is now much more debate on what's going to happen to energy this year. Consumer staples, based on our earlier inflation conversation, obviously goods become scarce, prices going up, margins are better for companies there. That could be a sector. So will there be sectors that outperform this year? I think that's absolutely correct. But what's interesting is in January so far, we've really not gotten any, at least technical or overriding fundamental indicators of what those are going to be. And that's what we're really honing in on to say, okay, when is this stuff going to start breaking off from following the overall market? And when it does, that's when you have to say, okay, does this make sense? Yes. And then make the decision to own it or not own it.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. But I do want to continue this discussion, Chris, so please join us next time when Chris and I dive further into the different sectors of the S&P 500 and go over their potential outlooks for 2023. We look forward to having you join us then.